This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world right now via satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for your service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics keeping America rolling, thank you for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Check out all the different things we have to offer over there. And a lot of it's free, so can't go wrong with that. Free's for me. But in the meantime, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, a professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
How'd you like that intro?
I loved it.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I don't know whether to stand up and cheer or say, very interesting, because we're finding out that the Mueller investigation is now centering on the Obama White House counsel, and that person faces possible prosecution in the Mueller-initiated probe. What's going on here?
Well, this is a very interesting development, and we had heard some rumblings that they would be looking at other people, essentially. So now we know tonight, or this morning, that former Obama White House counsel attorney Greg Craig is in the crosshairs here. He's also linked to the Clintons as well through his travels. But Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking at the idea that Mr. Craig was essentially a foreign agent in the sense that he should have registered with the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA, as he did some work for a Russian-backed president of Ukraine. So this is going to be very, very interesting. That's the first part of what we know.
And I've also heard that Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, the case against him is being looked at again, because after everything that was said and the way that things were gotten about and the information that's been leaked that we know about him, yeah, he might have done some things when it comes to not registering as a foreign agent, but that's nothing compared to the fact of the entrapment that he was put through to get the information that they thought they were getting from him. And that by itself, I'm hearing, could possibly get some of what's being what he's being charged with tossed out of court.
Well, right. And certainly when, as you mentioned, there may have been some different things that General Flynn was involved in and so forth. But that being said, when you are squeezed, in order to either sing or, as Alan Dershowitz likes to put it, compose things about the real target, quote-unquote, of the investigation, then the American people, I think, find that wholly distasteful. And certainly if there are ill-gotten gains of getting someone into a perjury trap, if you will, or trying to railroad them somehow, the American people take umbrage at that, of course, because if they can do that to General Flynn, they could do it to anybody.
Now, just to show you that the noose is tightening and maybe it's going on the other foot right now, meaning the other side of the aisle, the progressive left liberals that seem to have found God, and all they can do now is say, well, we've got this collusion and we've got this president. Adam Schiff has had an ethics complaint filed against him by Judicial Watch for his activity and his contacts with witnesses. How about that?
Well, that's very, very interesting. And, of course, one of the most recent big examples of that might be the Michael Cohen, testimony and so forth.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Schiff, he's an interesting fellow insofar as that he believes, now, because we're waiting for the Mueller report,
right,
which will likely have nothing about, you know, we'll found no collusion, but Adam Schiff has said on many occasions that there's so much evidence in the public square for collusion that, you know, essentially he's putting it as some kind of slam dunk. But goodness gracious, maybe he needs to explain that to Robert Mueller, I guess. But again, it's because there's really nothing there. He's simply saying those kinds of things for political gain and to further his own investigations, because now, of course, he thinks Mueller hasn't gone far enough.
And if they think that the American people are going to let them spend millions of dollars on a fishing expedition when the special counsel comes out and doesn't find any wrong, they're absolutely out of their mind. It's not going to happen.
Well,
it would be political suicide for the Democrats to do that. Political suicide.
Well, but here's the thing. I think they're going to go ahead, at least many of those in Congress, the Democrats in Congress, will try to make it go forward anyway, even in the face of Nancy Pelosi talking about, well, you know, we're not going to go impeachment, that kind of thing. But you've got Democrats in Congress who don't hear a word of what she just said, and they're going to keep going forward. And all they're going to do is they're going to be a big advertising campaign for why the Republicans need control of the House in 2020 and to reelect the president.
And then you've got Kamala Harris, who came out again and said that the vice president's rule about not being one-on-one with a woman in his office or in a vehicle or anything like that, but always having someone else present, is a ridiculous rule. Well, obviously, with her background and being Willie Brown's girlfriend out there in California, by the way, when he was married at the time, I don't think she's one to talk. And you hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch, live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, my good friend Mark Walters. By the way, on Thursday afternoon, I will be guest hosting Mark Walters' Daily Dose of Armed American Radio from 4 to 5 across the country on many stations. Go to Armed America Radio, let's see, armedamericanradio.org, and check out where the stations are that will be carrying that, and I'll be the guest host that day from 4 to 5 p.m. while Mark is traveling to an unknown destination for a surprise that I can't tell you about until he tells you about it on his big show on Sunday night. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we just got a caller that called in, and appreciate the call. He didn't want to come on here, but he told us he appreciated what we're doing, and we appreciate people like that when they call or they go on Facebook and they tell us, because it's not about me, it's not about you, it's not about either one of us, it's about we the people here on this program, and what we the people can do to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth. And I don't know about you, Kyle, but that kind of sounds pretty good to me.
It sure does. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I want to go back to what we teased and that I didn't really get into. Kamala Harris, who was Willie Brown's girlfriend back in the day, and he was married at the time, so he was fooling around, and she was, for better, well, for the correct terminology, she was his mistress. Right?
I think that's what that would be, yeah.
There you go. And she came out yesterday, and she and she's done it before. This isn't the first time. She said, well, the vice president's his policy is ridiculous about not having women in his office and not being around and taking safeguards to protect himself and his marriage. Well, who the hell is she to talk?
Well, you know, this is the kind of thing where if you simply took out Mike Pence Christian and put in somebody else as a Muslim or maybe some other religion, and they had this sort of guideline, this rule that they followed, she would probably celebrate that, you know, and see how wonderful it all is. But you know, this is not unheard of among Christian people, especially in Christian men. They want to protect their marriage. They want to be, you know, they don't want to put themselves in any kind of position that anybody could ever say anything about them ever. I'm not talking about the women in this case. I'm just talking about appearances or how they feel personally. And don't we live in a country where you get to follow the dictates of your own heart,
right,
spirit, and faith without being criticized by Kamala Harris? Give me a break.
Right. And if she feels that way about that, why isn't she saying something about the Muslim women that follow the men around with a hijab or a burqa or whatever the case may happen to be, and they're led around basically like a puppy? She did not say anything about that, did she?
No. And
to me, that's not right either.
Well, exactly right. I'm telling you, when you're out in public and it's 95 degrees and you see a male, a Muslim male appears to be, because his wife or is following in the burqa 3 or 4 feet behind, it's 96 degrees, they have a tank top and flip-flops on, and they're in this burqa, you gotta wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
But
now,
again, it's their religious choice.
Now, Al just asked a question about my guest hosting. Is that Eastern Time? Yes, it is, Al. Everything I mentioned is Eastern Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and then you do the time change, but you can go to armedamericaradio.org and find out more. Good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. They're chiming in here. And good morning to Pete. Pete, I'm not sure where you're from, so we'll take care of all that in a second there. But anyway, AOC, the Causey Bear, got booted out of something. It was a left-wing organization. She was on the board, and they tossed her off. Why?
Well, this is going back to the days when Ocasio-Cortez even ran for Congress, being essentially supported by a group called the Justice Democrats. And they put out the calls for candidates, essentially, to run for office, people literally to almost audition for this role. Well, she and who is now her, I believe, her chief of staff, and his name is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Saikat Chakrabarty. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Well, it doesn't matter if you did or not, but that's okay.
they were part of this. They were on the board. They were taken off the board back in June of 2018, and they were kept on in some capacity, but now they're off entirely, and this has to do with this issue of being accused of violating FEC election law, federal election law, by funneling some almost $1 million in contributions from PACs, including the Justice Democrats, to these different private companies that were controlled by Chakrabarty.
Okay, and folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you all about that here towards the end of the program. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday ruled in favor of the Trump administration and against a group of immigrants in a case about the government's power to detain them after they had committed crimes in the United States but finished their sentences. And to me, that is a substantial win, because now they just won't be turned loose once they get released for whatever crime it is they committed. They'll be kept because they were here illegally until they finished the deportation process and then booted the hell out of this country.
Well, right. It seems like the process that the United States would go through with this kind of circumstance. But again, because it's Trump, if President Trump wants something, then it must be wrong, it must be racist, it must be terrible and inhuman and all these kinds of things. But again, this is how our system works. Now we have the Supreme Court making this kind of determination, and in a normal set of circumstances, we would just move forward. But watch, it'll be fodder for much more name-calling of President Trump.
And speaking of Vice President Pence, he visited the Midwest to view the flooding caused by the heavy rains and the snow melt that's damaged hundreds of homes, inundated tens of thousands of acres with water. And by the way, I believe there was one small town somewhere, I believe it was in Nebraska, where 500 homes had been literally destroyed by the water. Some had been washed away, and others were right up to the peaks of the roof in water, and that's not good at all, ever.
No, no, it's not. And certainly it's good that he would go and see this devastation for himself. As we often hear from the White House, the full power of the federal government will come in to help these people at some point.
Well, you know, after the storm, the snowstorm they had what they called like the bomb cyclone. Remember that?
Right.
With all the snow. And by the way, it's snowing out there in your neck of the woods in the mountains. They're expecting 17 inches of snow in some areas out there right now on top of what they've already got. And we're talking, I don't know how many feet of snow in the last couple of months, but it seems to me it's 5, 6, or 7 feet of snow.
It's a huge snowpack from what I understand. Normally I can look out my window on a real nice clear day. Now I can see the snow on the top of the mountain.
Right.
So it's really something. Yeah.
Right. And the other thing is states of Iowa and Nebraska and South Dakota and Wisconsin along the rivers, it's just absolutely states of emergency due to the record high overflows. In many cases, helicopters are the only way that they can access the stranded people who are literally on the roofs of their houses in some cases or in trees because the houses are not safe to be on the roof of anymore.
Right, exactly. I mean, the footage is really very compelling, I can't imagine what they're going through. You know?
Right, and what people don't realize, well, some of them might, but anyone that's been through a flood, you know, that water just doesn't go down a day or two later. It takes a while for the water to go down, and like I say, until the water is out and you realize what you've got, it just won't just dry out. You're going to have all kinds of problems.
Well, that, and then, of course, you also have, wildlife and so forth that's not only displaced, but you have snakes in the water, all kinds of things, and bacteria and mold and all these kinds of things that are going to be left behind by all this.
And Chatwoman and Road Dog just chimed in there in Effingham, Illinois, headed back down to Laredo, Texas, and they said, good morning to you, Kyle.
Oh, good morning. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, while I'm saying hello to people, I met some TNT Express FedEx drivers yesterday that came in from to our area from, Charlotte and Memphis, which is the home terminal for FedEx, and another one came in from... what the heck was it? Atlanta. And they were all at Mission Barbecue yesterday. We had lunch with them, so hello to them. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Got a lot of things to cover tonight, including what's going to happen next in Washington, D.C., with all this ridiculous stuff you hear going around. I'll let you know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is expected to release any day the findings of his Russia investigation. Elaine Karamak with the Brookings Institute says once Mueller makes his report, the focus will shift.
This investigation is about to move from the legal to the political. And there, the Democrats are going to have to decide, do we move forward with impeachment?
If the report is anticlimactic, there is a chance the president will try to use it in his 2020 campaign. President Trump continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, telling reporters he will never be a fan of McCain's, partly because of how he voted in repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO agent, because they can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They're more than just insurance about your car or your truck. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, too. And they can even help you with homeowners or renters insurance through your local GEICO agent. Now, GEICO's been saving money for people for more than 75 years, and they're now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So all you got to do is go to the yellow pages in your phone book, look up geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, Geico, and find your local agent, or go online, geico.com, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more and find your local agent in the process. All right, Kyle Warren is with us, the professor of politics. You know, I wanted to say a little bit more about Adam Schiff. But before I do, I'm going to talk about Ted Koppel. Now, Ted Koppel was formerly with ABC News for years and years and years. He's since retired. He's now, I believe he's a columnist, isn't he, Kyle, now?
I think so. I know he makes other appearances and, still makes the rounds.
And believe it or not, he's a graduate of Syracuse University. He graduated almost the same time Bob Costas did.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Now, Ted Koppel came out yesterday and said the New York Times and Washington Post were on a mission out to get Trump. And this is a complete 180-degree reversal from what he had been saying before.
Well, right. You know, and he talked about the idea. He thought that, 50 years ago, you would have never seen the kinds of things, for example, on the front page of the New York Times or the Washington Post that you're seeing today. And that the idea, of course, is that you have an organization that he says have decided as organizations that Donald J. Trump is bad for the United States. That's a direct quote from Ted Koppel. And so I think that carries a lot of weight because we're not talking about reporter or we're not talking about an opinion person who writes an op-ed, this kind of thing, but we're talking about the organization itself. And for Ted Koppel to actually say that, I think is really significant.
Now, something else that's going on, I want to go back to Adam Schiff. He is on a mission of his own, isn't he?
Oh, yes, to say the least, yeah.
And the mission that he's on is to not pay any attention to whatever the result is going to be of the Mueller investigation probe. He believes that there's more there that's there instead of accepting a poll or probe and its results, which probably is going to exonerate President Trump for the most part. And as we started out the show telling you about the fact that there's now investigations that have led towards Barack Obama's White House counsel, which is a complete left turn in the middle of everything, that White House counsel may in fact find himself being prosecuted.
Well, exactly, and this should be a little bit of a buoy for conservatives because it shows that whatever Mueller seems to be finding, at least in this case, he's not going to sort of let go by. He's going to refer this. This is outside of his mandate overall, so that's why he's going to refer it to the prosecutor to run with. But that's very significant. But you're right, Adam Schiff. He's going to want to keep this whole thing going as much as he can, especially in the case.
Well, he believes it's political fodder for him in particular that he's making a name for himself. Well, he is. It's called moron.
Well, right. Well, but again, he thinks that, and of course, doesn't he hold sort of almost the unofficial record of being on cable news shows talking about things?
Yeah.
It's like you can't go anywhere without seeing Adam.
And remember, Judicial Watch, who's nobody to mess with, Judicial Watch has filed an ethics complaint against him for messing with witnesses.
Well, exactly. So we'll see, what that uncovers. But one of the things that Schiff wants to do, he wants to expand on what Mueller has done. And again, I think that's a good indication that Mueller's not going to come up with what the Democrats want, quote unquote, on this whole thing.
Well, it depends on what the definition of is.
Right.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's pursuing that angle, but go ahead.
Yeah, but Schiff is talking about the idea that, for example, Mueller, quote, can't be doing much of a money laundering investigation, unquote, if he hasn't gone to subpoena Deutsche Bank, which made loans to the Trump Organization, in the past. And so, again, this is talking about casting a wide net, going on a fishing expedition, and simply trying to come up with something and work backwards from a conclusion only for this kind of political gain, both personally for Adam Schiff and trying to take down the president. So people see through this.
Well, years ago, and I don't know, Deutsche Bank's a big bank, but I got a loan from a bank. It was through the GI Bill and whatnot, which helped me out. But I wanted to expand my small part-time trucking business. And again, at the time, I'll tell the story again. I started out as $5,750 a year as a firefighter in a small city. And that's what they got paid. And everybody had to have a second job to do whatever. Well, mine was, back in the day, I had what was called a chauffeur's license. And I could drive just about anything on the road. And I did.
And I started out with one truck, and then my wife and I built the business up to where we had as many as 9 trucks and brokered as many as 25 to 30 trucks at a time in addition to that. And I wanted to build a garage, a barn, to where I could house a couple of the trucks and work on one if I had to, or work on a trailer if I had to. And the money I needed, I didn't have. I went to borrow it. And I suppose I was a little bit upside down. But guess what? The bank said, well, he's got a business. It's increasing. He's growing, this, that, and the other. And they gave me the loan. I paid it off early, and everybody was happy.
Cool. Cool.
So, you know, cool. That's what it's about. And I think Trump probably did the same thing.
Well, yeah, well, Trump's a businessman, and he would conduct business, and this is, you have to get funding and financing and
yep.
all these kinds of things. But Adam Schiff, again, I think if an angel came down from heaven and said there's no collusion and Trump's okay, he probably would still yeah. want to do these investigations.
Well, let's talk about Brazil, because yesterday the Brazilian president was in D.C., and the president and the Brazilian president are like brothers in arms, if you will. And the president announced that Brazil is the perfect site, ideal launch location for U.S. rockets, and they're going to put a base in there where they're going to actually put in a launch site to launch rockets up into the air, satellites from down there, and Brazil is going to join in with them, and maybe if they ever get, and by the way, it'll also give them a place where they can have troops in the region because of what's going on down there, Venezuela.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, and they're talking, I think, about the Alcantara Launch Center. It's operated by the Brazilian Space Agency. And one of the interesting things about this is evidently this launch area is the closest launching base to the Earth's equator.
Right.
So this is a big deal. And I have a friend of mine who worked for a time on a thing called Sea Launch. I don't know if it's still going on, but back in the day, he was part of that, and they would get on a ship and go down, and they'd go to the equator and launch a rocket, and because it's easier to get into orbit that way and that kind of thing, less energy used, that kind of thing. So this could be very, 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 very good for the United States to be able to use that as a launch base as well.
Now, Donald Trump Jr. made a comment yesterday, and I'm not really sure how he meant this. He said, Brexit and my father's election are one and the same. What do you think he's talking about there?
Well,
I talking about England?
Well, yeah, exactly. I think that, you know, he's drawing the comparison between the accomplishment of President Trump being elected, the direction that America was going as a result of that, and of course the direction that the UK was going in voting for Brexit. In other words, these were, I don't want to say radical departures, but they were definitive courses that were set that seemed to go against the grain, I think he was trying to draw those comparisons, mm-hmm. meaning that, hey, we're going in a new direction, mm-hmm. and for the good.
And by the way, 76-year-old Joe Biden, former vice president, former senator for years from Delaware, is telling donors, he's milling donors right now for money, dialing for dollars, if you will. He's telling them in his circles that he's running for president. We're hearing that from numerous people now.
Well, right. I think he's looking out at the crowd, and I think he's gauging, you know, how
well,
much.
Well, he's at the top of the crowd in all the polls.
Well, sure, exactly. And I think that.
Then you got two old geezers running against each other, right?
Well, exactly.
One yeah. older than the other, because Biden, I think, is about, what, 5 years older than Trump or something like that?
Yeah, Biden's 76, and what is Trump? He's 72.
71 or 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've got, well, you have Trump, you'd have Biden, and Bernie Sanders.
All right.
In the mix.
Well, you got tomorrow night off, so enjoy it, and I will talk to you soon, and we'll see you then.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle will be back on Thursday night, by the way. Wayne Allen Root comes in tomorrow night. All right. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation.
And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard, and from the days of Will and Sonny, the original television program called Moving On with Will and Sonny. That was before BJ and the Bear, and it was, let's see, there was one before that called Cannonball, I think it was. It was the first one I remember, an old Ritz Truck Lines team that used to be out there, and that was a story about a couple of union drivers, and this was about a couple of owner-operator independents that just moonlighted all across the country doing different things. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you. We have people that come to Moss Family Automotive from all across the country, and they have four agencies, and just remember the four words that go along with it. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on brand new vehicles. And don't forget about the certified pre-owned, where you buy them at wholesale, get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, you get free oil changes and free lifetime tire rotations. And I will be up in Crystal River on Saturday. The location there, the Moss Nissan Crystal River location, in Crystal River, about 100 miles north of Tampa. And it's not that far away from Jasper, not that far away from Valdosta, if you want to come on down. Tallahassee, maybe you want to come down from Milton or South Alabama, just come on over. We're going to have free food. Take a look at the great vehicles they have there. And if you're in the market, again, I've got the $500 coupons. You tell me Captain sent you, I'm going to give you a $500 coupon to knock another $500 off your vehicle. And we're going to be giving away some free rounds of golf, twosomes and foursomes, which you'll be drawn for. We'll have a prize there for a foursome there at Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Saturday, U.S. 19, from noon to 4 p.m. Now, here we go again. The weather is still the way it was yesterday, pretty much. However, we now have some snow entering into the mix in the central and the southwestern part of the United States. So here we go. Historic flooding is continuing across parts of the central U.S. For the rest of this week, despite the dry weather. Meanwhile, two cold fronts are digging into the eastern half of the U.S. and will draw a developing coastal low and surge of Atlantic moisture into eastern North Carolina and the mid-Atlantic for a soaking rain in the eastern part of the United States from the Carolinas, and it's going to go right up the coastline, it looks like. Now, this low will track up the northeastern seaboard Thursday over Friday for locally heavy rain and some mountain snows, which we will probably see in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, possibly over as far as West Virginia, certainly the Poconos in Pennsylvania, the Catskills, and the Berkshires as it moves up into New England, too, because the temperatures will be such that there will be snow in the higher elevations. Speaking of snow, out in Utah tonight and over in Colorado tonight, Grand Junction, south of Grand Junction, 6,000 feet and up, you're getting snow. Now, pretty much above 7,000 feet, you're going to get upwards to 2 feet of snow, depending on where you're at. Parts of Utah could have another couple of feet above 7,000 feet, which is going to be pretty much along the I-70 corridor where it jumps in with I-15, those higher elevations there, and to the east of Salt Lake City as you head towards Wyoming. But I-15, you'll probably see it when you come up out of Arizona and Nevada and New Mexico. As you start climbing up into the higher elevations, you'll run into plenty of snow. There will also be snow in eastern Nevada in the central mountains there along the Utah border, again, above the 6,000-foot level. And winds out there again tonight for Reno, for western Nevada, for the western slopes of Lake Tahoe and Donner. We still got snow going on in California in the mountain areas there in central California, the Sierra Nevadas. Again, that's 5,000 feet and up. They're getting up to 6 inches of snow, and up above 6,000, 6,500 feet, as much as a foot and a half of snow there. So snow is still in the mix. Now, looking at Washington State, the south-central part of Washington State, rain tonight. Rain all along I-84, the Hood River Valley going up over the top of Cabbage. And you've got rain in Montana, across the south-central part of Montana. You've got a heavy patch of fog along I-80 about Rollins in Wyoming. You'll have it for about 30 or 40 miles by the looks. You've also got some heavy fog tonight along the Canadian border in northern Montana that you'll have to contend with. If you're coming east of North Dakota, again, raining from Minot all the way down to Fargo and over in the western part of Minnesota, you have rain there in about 50 miles from the North Dakota border all the way down to Fargo and I believe it's Moorhead, Minnesota right there. That area is getting some rain right now. South Dakota, around Rapid City, you've got some scattered showers there. The northwestern corner of Nebraska, you've got some scattered showers in there. And then you'll find some sporadic rain in Iowa. You'll find rain in northeastern Wisconsin and right along the river, right along the border there with Wisconsin and Minnesota along I-90. You'll find some rain there. Some rain in northern Illinois, and then going down the Mississippi River, scattered showers all the way down to Louisiana. And the western part of Tennessee, you got some rain tonight. Again, in Mississippi and northern Alabama, there are freeze and frost warnings in the northern part of Alabama and Mississippi tonight. Mississippi has got frost, and Alabama, northern Alabama, you've got freeze warnings. You've also got freeze warnings up above Atlanta, pretty much right on the line there with Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina, right in that little quadrant north to Kennesaw. And you've got in the central part of South Carolina some frost and freeze warnings there tonight as the temperature's dipping down. And again, this system is developing along the southeastern coast of the United States, and it's going to be moving on up the eastern coast with rain and with snow in the higher elevations. And I'm just looking at the warnings for South Carolina issued out of Columbia. You've got a frost advisory for much of the state. You've got a hard freeze warning for the areas north and west of Columbia, headed up towards Spartanburg, South Carolina. So those of you up in that area, that would be I-26 up through there, be advised that you've got some interesting weather headed your way in that direction, too. Now, again, Moss Family Automotive brings you these highway and byway reports, and I will be this weekend up in Crystal River at the Moss Nissan dealership on US 19 from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday. There'll be free food. It's the third anniversary. A lot of different giveaways going on there. We're giving away some free rounds of golf at the Plantation Inn. That is a very famous place up there to not only eat at, to stay at, but also they've got a very good golf course there, too, for you golfers. And stop by, see us. I'll have the $500 coupons to give you to save you an extra $500 on your new or your certified pre-owned vehicle. And we look forward to seeing you up there, our northern audience and our southern Georgia audience. Come on down and take a peek and see what's going on. All right. I'll be back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, who's got a message for you tonight. And I'll be back with more as we move along on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.